This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Calvin Austin III. I want to start with him because he was talking right before the Steelers made their way onto Chuck Knoll Field. At St. Vincent College, we have more wall-to-wall coverage today. Mark Cabali is our boots on the ground, and he's going to join us. He is livid with Malzahn.
He's not so much livid with me. His son, I think, wants to inflict violence on me.
I know, but he was like incredulous that Donnie's back. Great to have him after his outstanding show last night at Dino's. He was pissed at you guys for not putting Hogan 1. He said the business would not be what it is today if not for the Hulkster. He should be one on every wrestler power ranking list.
So now Mark's telling me what opinions to have?
He works for the WWE, so I think he fancies himself an authority on this stuff now.
Yeah, fancying yourself one and being one are two different things, Mark.
You can take it up with him when he comes on at 350. Did it come up with you last night, Donnie, or was it water under the bridge with Kaboom?
We talked about the Hulkster a little bit. I mean, he didn't really have that much of an issue with where I had him. I mean, the other two guys, and I said it yesterday when I popped on with you guys, you could have those three really in any order you want, but I just think that's like the definitive 1, 2, 3.
Okay. And that was Ric Flair.
And Austin for Austin him, and Rock Hogan. And Austin for me.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe Mark sometimes when he texts likes to start things. So maybe the way he talked to me.
You think Mark likes to start things, that he likes to create drama? He sent me, the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning, rolled over and checked my phone, was a text from Cabali that said, my son is pissed at you.
Yeah, he said his son wanted to take a baseball bat and beat your head over and over.
He sent me the video of him, of his son saying that.
Yeah.
And then I think it's, obviously it's Mark's wife, I believe, who's taking this video. Why do you want to do that? He said Hulk Hogan was a bad guy. Kid,
he did say that.
Kid, in about 6 or 7
years,
you'll
learn. On the day he died, you said that, Chris.
Okay, he was.
Well, couldn't you? I think you should have waited a few days until you
said
that.
Oh, the whole let's not speak ill of the dead thing is ridiculous. Take the gloves off
and let's go. Donnie's wearing a friggin' shirt memorializing the guy today. You got to know your audience.
I don't.
The day he dies, you say, you know what? Who cares? He sucked? I mean, come on now.
Tony, I think it can be an introduction to a new show character. Moral Malzahn.
Moral Oral Malzahn.
I feel real good. I feel real good about where I stand morally and ethically on this particular issue. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Do you like Jesse Ventura, Donnie? Because Jesse Ventura thinks you could bury Hulk at the center of the earth.
Why do you have to always pick sides there, though? You're not allowed to like two guys who don't like each other? Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds never talked to each other. I'm sure Giants fans like both of those guys. They didn't pick one.
Hulk was a bad guy.
I'm sure during Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, I know fans here love both guys. So I don't really get that part of it. But we're not here today to debate Hulk Hogan all over again.
We're here to debate a guy who's about the size of Rey Mysterio, Calvin Austin.
let's be clear about one thing. If the Steelers don't win a playoff game again this year and their offense doesn't take off, they have absolutely opened themselves up for criticism again regarding what they did at wide receiver. And so it is, and it's on the shoulders of Calvin Austin and probably Roman Wilson to shut up skeptical Steelers fans who are like, okay, DK Metcalf is better than George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, Calvin Austin / Roman Wilson is better than Van Jefferson, but we still don't have a wide receiver too. In a passing league, this is not the 1974 Steelers.
How many teams, too, can say, okay, just can say, we have a tight end good enough that he's our wide receiver, too? How many situations can you actually point to and say, that guy is so elite? You can't even say it with Kelce probably anymore because he's on the downside. Kittle, maybe? Who else? Like, because I'm sure they would
Brock
say,
Bowers.
They would say on some levels, like, hey, Pat Freiermuth
Brock
and Jonnu Smith are our
is the
wide
Raiders
receiver, too.
Best receiver.
Sure.
He plays tight
okay,
end.
Fine. But how? My point is, they might cite, hey, we have Jonnu. He had almost 90 catches last year. We have Pat Freiermuth.
Yes.
We just gave him a big contract. Well, still not wide receiver, too.
Here's a crazy idea. Build an offense where you have a good pass-catching tight end and two good wide receivers.
No, I know. It's
do both.
Definitely, why can't you have both? It's definitely that. And there are names out there. I'm not going to keep bringing up Cooper and just saying, why isn't anybody signing him? But there are enough guys out there that aren't signed right now that have a track record that make it a little bit questionable that the Steelers haven't been kicking the tires more aggressively and trying to address this, unless, like you said to start the show, they just believe that their evaluation of their own stuff versus what's out there is going to be correct. Because if you don't get a big year out of Roman Wilson in what amounts to his rookie year in the NFL, so I say that because I don't think there's reason to expect huge numbers by any stretch from him.
Yeah,
then you're gonna look like you have some egg on your face.
See, I think it would be the thing if their offense stinks or isn't up to snuff. Of all the things that could go wrong, that's the one that they should get the most crap for. You know, you try Aaron Rodgers. You don't run it back with Russell Wilson. You do something different there. Okay. You picked Broderick Jones in the first round. You're putting him back at his natural position. If that doesn't work, okay. Like, I'm not sloughing those things off, but I'm just saying, like, in this situation, they knew that this was an issue last year and were weeks away from them playing games, and it still is. Or it hasn't changed, and that's
because implicitly, though, until and unless they do something, Pony, their action or lack thereof suggests that they don't think it's an issue, or that they think they've fixed the issue. That just a guy who the head coach was pretty poo-poo about last year, Roman Wilson. Every time he'd get asked about him, they must have done like a complete 180 internally, man. I mean, didn't you come away from last year, like, just to go back to this, because he's clearly the guy they're pinning hopes on here, thinking, man, Tomlin might just, like, straight up not be a big fan of the guy? The way he would occasionally just brush it off if it ever came up made me think that he had...
In the doghouse.
Yeah, by getting hurt and then, like, with something else that must have happened, he had found his way into Tomlin's doghouse, and it's just weird to see them do a pretty big about-face on that player.
I have heard, you know, from several people that are still convinced that the Aaron Rodgers, George Pickens thing would have been a recipe for disaster. So for the Steelers fans that are like, you should have just kept Pickens here.
Consider what happened with Garrett Wilson, who was known as like one of the ultimate in the newer class
right.
of receivers, like no drama guy. They couldn't see eye to eye.
Right. So that's,
come on.
That's not the answer per se. But if Mike Tomlin had it in his head the entire offseason to trade George Pickens, then you could have done things in free agency and the draft before you traded him. You know, if it was a foregone conclusion that Mike, under no circumstance, was going to let Pickens back on the team this year,
mm-hmm.
just because you didn't have to trade him and then draft somebody to replace him or trade him and then sign somebody, you could have backfilled before.
And then done it.
Right. And they didn't do that.
Nope.
So, I mean, I honestly don't think we're going to learn a lot from training camp in the preseason. I'm sure both of those guys will look good in this setting, and we'll get false hope. I mean, Jason Mackey, you just left him. I remember, who just left here, Jason wrote a column last year that was, I'm intrigued by Van Jefferson. That was the crux of it. That's what training camp does to people. That's what the...
was why we had yesterday's, man, you can just see the burst with Caleb Johnson when he exits the hole and gets into open space.
There was a breeze that shot by people.
Caleb Johnson could be used as a renewable energy source if you just have him burst through the hole.
But that's why that St. Vincent virus infects
SVV.
People.
Right. You've got to keep your friends vaccinated against it, man. I'm with you. I think you're exactly right to start here. I think it's going to be... Here's the thing about it that gets me.
It's just something that's going to reflect poorly on... I think Khan, more than anybody else, is the person that's going to have to answer to that.
Well,
even though we know Mike is really the button pusher, he got a contract extension. He's talked about twice now before seasons about how much he's liked the wide receiver room. Last year was a problem, and it looks like it could be again this year.
I'm sure he might say something like, Jonnu Smith, it doesn't matter what your designation is, wide receiver, tight end, Jonnu Smith is a pass-catching weapon. Sure, again, find me a wide receiver, too, unless you're going to build the Patriots' old offense under Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, and I don't think you're going to do that because you don't have Tom Brady, among other things. I would also say Khan is under the hot seat or under the microscope on this particular one just because with the other position, we all acknowledge that they really don't have a starter at, depending on what they try to do with Jalen Ramsey, free safety. He like acknowledged he doesn't, he basically said, yeah, we have Juan Thornhill. He's a guy. Implying like, hey, we are probably going to be looking. You don't get that same sense with wide receiver too. You get the sense that they feel like they know something that the people like us on the outside don't. And I think that's a pretty big leap to make.
Donnie, do the Steelers still have a wide receiver two problem?
I think they do, yeah, because they are counting on two guys. One that had a nice little season last year, Austin, and then Roman Wilson, who played about five snaps. I don't think Robert Woods is going to be that answer. Robert Woods is just kind of the next rendition of Allen Robinson, Van Jefferson.
You're right.
Am I forgetting somebody in there? There was someone else,
I thought.
It
is fun, though, because we can call him Bobby Trees, so that's nice.
People love that nickname.
No, but you're right. He put him right square in that bucket. That's what he is.
It's just, I feel like if I were running a team, it's the one thing I wouldn't want to...
skimp on?
Dude, no, I wouldn't want to like be guilty of making the same mistake twice.
Well, you know what?
Because that makes you look extra foolish. Like, damn, like this held us back last year.
Let's run it back the same kind of way. It'd be like if you were a military leader and you got outflanked on one side, you go back to a similar battle. Ah, let's leave that flank open again. Let's do that again. That didn't hurt us too bad. Here's the other thing. To go back to one of your favorite hobby horses and certainly mine, how do you say you're all in if this is your receiver room? How as a team do you, like, there's been this implication, they're really all in, they're pushing their chips to the middle of the table to try to really make a push this year. Well, you have a guy who's functionally a rookie and a guy who probably profiles best as a really good slot receiver as your second and third players at that position.
And I don't look at Calvin Austin as a guy that's actually a wide receiver, too.
He's a wide receiver three.
He's a nice third wide receiver.
That's what I meant.
Exactly.
He's the guy I talk about as the nice slot receiver. You have a functionally a rookie who's built like a slot receiver as your wide receiver too.
Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we've got breaking Steelers news. Safety has been an issue since the Minka trade, even though Jalen Ramsey was practicing there with the safeties yesterday. A former Raven, Chuck Clark, signing with the Steelers in the last few minutes. Also a former Jet. He was an Aaron Rodgers teammate last year. The year before, he was with the Jets, but he tore his ACL and missed the whole season. So he, like Rodgers, rehabbed the entire 2023 season there.
More of a strong safety type than a free safety type, with Baltimore at least. Best years were more, as I would say, a guy that was making a lot of tackles and playing up, I think, more in the box.
Yes. Did have a game with the Ravens against the Rams where he picked off Matthew Stafford on back-to-back drives. That's pretty cool.
I feel like I remember. Wasn't that one of the better games of 2021? Because that's the only year he's even had two interceptions.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look.
Back-to-back drives. Picked him off.
Oh, no. Yeah, 20-19. They lost that game, though. That was part of them cratering, actually.
He also had a huge game. His career game was the Wednesday night game with the Ravens against the Steelers in the COVID year.
Come on now, Wednesday night. That was Wednesday afternoon. I remember because
early evening.
We were on the air sitting there just in agony going, my God, there's a
Donnie,
game
were you
on.
At
None
that
of us
game
are paying
as a
attention.
Season ticket holder, or were you not allowed to attend?
I didn't go to any games that year. I was here that day, too. Yeah. I produced like right after that game ended.
December 2nd, 2020.
He had 13 tackles in that game.
And who was, Donnie, trivia, who was Baltimore's starting quarterback in that game?
Thought it was RG3.
It was.
And then McSorley came
in. I was just going to ask you, and who was the other person to throw a pass in that game? And Trace went 2 for 6 for 77 yards and a tutty. That 70-yard touchdown
30
strike.
Years old. He's a body. He's a guy that's got starting experience, some good, some not so good. But
if he's healthy, he's better than Thornhill. But he's not. Again, he's more redundant with Deshaun Elliott, I would say, stylistically.
I would probably agree with that. All the write-ups on the guy says he's played just about everywhere as a safety, but his bread and butter is in run support and playing closer to the line of scrimmage.
When they played the Ravens, I always thought, oh yeah, there's Chuck Clark. He's not a guy I actively hate, but he always seemed like a decent football player when I would watch those games.
He was a guy. He got replaced by Kyle Hamilton.
The NFL is filled with Chuck Clarks.
But they need a Chuck Clark. They don't have... Brian Batko said today that their second team safeties were Miles Killebrew, a special teams player, and an undrafted free agent, Castro from Iowa, at practice yesterday.
Who? Castro?
Fidel Castro. What's Sebastian Castro? Isn't that the dude's name? Yeah. Clark told The Athletic that he was ready to get out of Baltimore. The situation I was put in, things that were said to me, and the position I had on the team, I felt I wasn't being respected. It was time for a change. So Mike Tomlin is going to guy with open arms and
one
say,
thing
hey,
we know
go
is
beat
that,
the Ravens twice a year.
Yes, one thing we know is that guys who are frustrated elsewhere and come to the Steelers expecting it to be the best experience in the NFL have not one time left disappointed in that ideal. It's never happened. They've never brought in a vet. Melvin Ingram, man, he thought this was the greatest place ever. James Harrison's
already on the practice
round.
Field. I'm seeing Nick Faribault tape right now. He's in uniform with pads on. Signed, sealed, delivered.
So that he's quickly. So he's in town last night, presumably. That's one where I feel like an Andrew Filippone would ferret that out and be like, that looks like Chuck Clark. Donnie, do you think you could pick Chuck Clark out?
Get
like, if you had seen
the frig out of here.
You'd have seen the guy. He's 6 feet, 210 pounds. So he like obviously looks like an athlete, but like is not
6'5".
He's not somebody who's going to jump out in the crowd.
Zero chance.
Could you?
No.
He could have been at Dino's last night for all I know. I mean, hell, if he's already on the practice field, he might have been.
What if he had came up to you last night? What if he actually did? He just said, hey, Don, what's up? I'm a huge fan. Didn't introduce himself. And you found out later it was Chuck Clark.
Doesn't Chuck Clark just kind of sound like an old school like news anchor name?
Chuck Clark sounds like a guy playing linebacker for the Bears in like 1961. Yes. Yeah, but he would be Charles Clark if he was a news anchor. Good evening. Welcome to the Nightly News. I'm Charles Clark.
I just have a weird feeling this guy is going to end up playing a bigger role with the team than people think.
I know exactly what you're saying about that. I feel like one of the few times I can get inside your brain and understand that thought process or that general gut vibe, I'm with you on that. Because he's just like in a perfect world, he's like a pretty low-maintenance football player because you know you're not going to get a certain amount from him. Like, you know not to expect a Chuck Clark-type player to turn your team in a certain direction. But by the same token, the upside of a guy like that is you can probably plug him in and expect him to be a competent, solid NFL player.
Sixth-round pick in the 2017 draft.
From, Donnie? ACC school. Enter Sandman.
Who do you think was the Steelers' sixth-round pick in the 2017 draft?
17, that was Holba.
That was Holba! Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was actually a very good draft, but then they just drafted a friggin' long snapper.
All right. Is that
the Ravens got a safety who's been in the NFL now for almost 10 years, and the Steelers drafted a long snapper who's never played.
I want to stress one thing. So we've talked about how late in Kevin Colbert's
tenure. By the way, for the record, Clark did get picked before Holba, though, so he wasn't on the
board. Wasn't available to them. We've talked about how mainly starting in 2018 with the Edmonds first round pick, Kevin Colbert's last few drafts were just not good by and large. Like, and I think that's just a fair accounting. Is it fair though? And Fake John and Robinson, if you're listening, he's been a big long snappers need attention and love too, so that's been his bit this year.
What?
He's just been, just joking around about it. I think there's a case to be made that's the worst pick of the Colbert era. He picked a long snapper and didn't even do it in the seventh round. Like, I remember when that happened.
It's like the guy in your fantasy football league who takes a kicker in the fifth round. What are you doing, buddy?
Well, like, but I remember when they drafted him, Pony, you and I weren't working together yet. I think I said to Joe, what could they have seen in this particular player that made them think he's not only worth a draft pick, but better than a seventh round pick, and ideally he will never do anything other than snap the ball and be the first person down there to down
the
ball.
He better be the greatest
athlete ever.
Time.
Well, no, the snaps are going to be static. He better be going down there wrecking people on kick coverage.
Donnie, you know who the Seahawks took in the sixth round of that draft? Pick 187, a few picks before Holba. Safety out of Cincinnati, Mike Tyson.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Mulsey, I heard he really packed a punch back there.
Mike Tyson.
Well, there's a Kobe Bryant that's
out there
these days.
There's two Kobe Bryants.
Yeah.
There's a guy who just signed again in the NFL, Michael Jordan, a guard.
And then there was Samuel Jackson who signed.
There's a lot
the
of dudes.
The
there was that run of guys named Shaq after like Shaq came into the NBA. So like I think Shaq came into the league in 92 or 93 or whatever. Mm-hmm. About circa 2013 or so, like 21, 22 years later, there was a run on Shaq.
Chuck Clark went pick 186. Next pick, a guy named Mike Tyson. Wouldn't it have been hilarious if he was like the softest safety too?
Pete Carroll said, we're bringing back the Legion of Boom.
I think it would have been funny if he talked like the hardest sounding dude ever and then was just like the most soft, you know, he's a total like positional player. He doesn't even like to tackle.
All right, here's a quick one before we get to a very important Bucko minute. Going back to Chuck Clark, who just signed with the Steelers. His 13 tackles versus the Steelers in that COVID Wednesday game in 2020. How many games do you think Troy Polamalu had in his Steelers career where he had 13 tackles or more? You're going to be blown away by this number.
The number's either, how many games did Troy play as a Steeler? Like 100 or a couple, what? It would have been like 180, roughly, 170.
No, he was here from 05 through.
I thought he was here from 03.
03, my bad, odd numbers.
03 to 13.
03 through 13.
Yeah, I thought it was 13 was his last year.
Yes. Yeah, because he was not on the team that lost to Baltimore.
This isn't going to, this, you know, 14. You're right. The 14 team. 158 games. So we weren't far off. Games with at least 13 tackles?
Yep.
That's combined, like solo and assists, you mean? Yeah. I bet you he had under five of them.
Donnie?
I'm going to say one.
Zero.
Yeah, I feel like zero is usually the good answer.
Clark
here
was more of like the tackle compiler, I feel, out of those two. But Troy, make no mistake, was the
Troy was everywhere.
Player.
Troy also led, like, I feel like led football in number of plays he would blow up without actually making the
tackle. I'm just surprised he never just had a crazy game where he was in on everything.
But don't you think, I just said it though, he would make a lot of plays where he would blow up the play but not actually end the play, but then somebody could swarm the ball carrier. That was, I always think of him making big interceptions.
Old heads would actually dock him for not making, quote, form tackles and using his arms.
I think of him doing a couple things. Obviously, huge hits, big game-changing interceptions, like a pretty good knack for picks, ultimately, 32 of them in his career, and just disrupting, like, a massive number of plays.
So, this is a Bucko Minute. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The New York Yankees have made a big trade. By the way, we need the sounder.
Oh, yeah. Where is that thing,
Don?
Do
we have it?
We need that.
We got on
Don for
this yesterday.
Hold on, Donnie. We got to find it.
You guys caught me completely flat-footed here. You know, I was out the last 2 days.
Are you aware that it exists? That there's a sounder for deals? I can always just do the read.
Yeah, do the read.
Man, what a tone that took.
Now I have to find it, so we'll actually have to wait on that.
Globe. I mean, I'm
Globe
gonna,
Parking. Really well executed.
No, I know. They're thrilled here. I'm going to try to bail
Globe
this whole
Parking.
Thing out.
Globe Parking. It's out near the airport. It's awesome. I've used it a million times. They do a tremendous job. They take you to the airport so you don't get expensive airport parking. And they'll even have your car detailed and cleaned and washed if you want, which we've done several times.
Really?
Yes. So props to Globe
Who's
Parking.
On the move?
Whoa!
Another major league trade presented by Globe Airport Parking.
Look at Donnie putting his finger up there like he's Hulk Hogan and he just won the title.
Blew everybody's eardrums out, but it got played, so that's fine.
Well, given what you keep your headphones at, I'm surprised you can even hear now.
The Yankees have traded for Rockies third baseman Ryan McMahon.
No
McMahon,
relation to Vince,
30 years old, probably not. Not mourning Hulk Hogan's loss, just like you. 16 homers, 35 ribbies, leads the league in strikeouts. 217 hitter, 717 OPS. He's been better than Hayes offensively, as most hitters are. Not the defensive player. Also probably Coors Field aided. But that's where the Yankees have decided to go with their third base hunt. Ryan McMahon, not Key Brian Hayes. So
It's pretty funny to see
who
a guy
gonna
who's
going to take Key Brian Hayes on.
Yeah,
who's going to take that contract?
The Yankees were the only team that seemed to have the glaring need of get a third baseman and might not care if the guy played good offense. Man, it says something about how ridiculous an environment Coors Field is. Just let me get on my soapbox. OPS plus, we say it a lot, 100 better than is good player offensively, under 100 technically a below average player. The guy's hit 20 home runs or more in a season five times. Basically, every full season he's played, he has not one time had an OPS plus over 100. Not one season. Because it adjusts for, I think, ballpark factors
adjusted.
And league like play factors in general. Not one time. Man, if I were the Yankees, I think I'd rather have Hayes.
Get the heck out of here.
I'm just trying to get Key Brian. I'm just trying to, you know, will it to happen. Get him out of here. I don't need to watch it anymore.
Let's see if the guys who went to the Rockies in this deal are top prospects. Has that part of the trade even come out yet? I'm trying to find it.
So I'm looking at MLB Pipeline's top 100 here, and I'm just going to make sure. I can't imagine a guy like that's getting a top 100 guy. Can you?
No. It's a rental, too, I think.
Okay, the Yankees' best prospect on the MLB Pipeline Top 100 is George Lombard Jr., who's a double-A middle infielder. He's only 20. Then they have, man, I'm going to be very careful about one of these names. They have Carlos LaGrange.
Ha, ha, ha.
He is a righty pitcher. And then, hold on.
Two minor league pitchers went.
And then Cam Schlittler, which is why I'm being
he just
very,
pitched the other day.
Very careful. He's in the league, but he was their
Two
other guy.
Two minor league pitchers went to the Rockies, Griffin Herring, Josh Gross. Are they on that list?
No. Because Schlittler and LaGrange are 96 and 95, respectively.
Herring has recorded a 1.71 ERA in A-ball this year. 16 starts, was a six-round pick in last year's draft out of LSU. So he was a Paul Skeens teammate.
But hold on. If I'm going to be like, I'm not going to say the Yankee or the Rockies gave up or got some huge return here. Shouldn't a guy coming from college, especially a place like LSU, who's in A-ball, be like whooping ass?
Whooping ass.
No. But I'm saying if you subscribe to the theory that college baseball is roughly double A, which I've heard a lot of people say, if you're talking about level of competition, they think high level college baseball is essentially double A baseball level of play. I've heard that before. I'm not making that up. Shouldn't a guy who played for one of the best teams in college baseball, who's already that age, like what, 21 or 22, shouldn't he be whooping ass against 19 and 20 year olds? 18-year-olds in some cases. Connor Griffin is 19 years old, and he's probably the best player in all of A-ball. He's the best player in the minor leagues, prospect-wise. That's what I mean. He's barely younger than Paul Skeens. I'm not going to fall all over myself saying, wow, look at a return the Rockies got
lefty
for Ryan McMahon.
He's a lefty, too. I would have taken him for Keith Ryan Hayes.
Because that's a lottery. It is a lottery ticket. I'm poo-pooing it, but I mean, yes, you look at the numbers.
Due to the 1.71 ERA, he was left-handed.
Is he striking out a lot of guys?
He's got, in 89 innings, 102 strikeouts.
Okay. I mean, that intrigues
me. Would you
made
that trade, Donnie? Keith Ryan Hayes for this dude and some other schlub pitcher?
Or would you have wanted Cam Schlittler?
Oh, yeah, just to say his name a million times and pray to God I didn't mess it up.
Oh, man.
I feel like they're going to have a hard time getting even that. So I would take that.
This Carlos LaGrange is interesting. He's 22 years old in double A as 95th overall prospect. 6'7", 248? That's a horse. Ha, 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 ha.
I actually lied. There are two more years on McMahon's contract.
So he's not a pure rental.
Yep. So $60 million a pop.
Still, the guy they got back is not even a top 100 guy. And the Yankees only have three top 100 guys, and one of them's already in the major leagues. So,
all right, that's our Bucko Minute.
On the move, another major league trade presented by Globe Airport Parking.
There you have it, Globe. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers plays the most important position in football, but he's not the most important player on the Steelers roster this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.